Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Vegas Runner, pro bettor and handicapper at thebigmoves.com, at @Greek_gambler. VR, how you doing, my man?
Never better. Never better. It's a good time. I know football's where everybody is really getting excited and you know, everybody the betting market grows. But there's so much going on, man, and sportsbooks, again, with the legalization, are just trying to get more and more creative, and I'm seeing it even here in Nevada. It's just getting bigger and bigger. I mean, each month we surpassed the last year for that month. So as it grows elsewhere, it's growing here. So again, it's not football season, but we got NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, baseball, and in between, you know, they toss in UFC, NASCAR, some tennis, some golf. So there's always something to bet on.
VR, tell me a little bit about, because please excuse me, but the NHL, when you talk a little bit about how that's going, particularly some of the betting, as well as some of the favorites there as well, Stanley Cup.
Yeah, I mean, listen, right now we have Boston and St. Louis. The Stanley Cup is set up, and Boston obviously is the favorite in that matchup, a -160 favorite. I wouldn't be surprised if the sports books end up actually needing the Boston side, because St. Louis has become that sexy team that the casual bettors have fallen in love with. You got to remember, hockey's not that big of a sport when it, as far as betting goes. You know, the volume the books get isn't much, especially during the regular season. Now, during the playoffs, that bumps up a little bit. And when you get to the Stanley Cup, for sure. So I think you're going to see a Stanley Cup where you're not going to be getting as much value game by game as you should on the underdog Blues. And I hate to say it because I have some friends with futures on St. Louis, but I think they should hedge that bet. I think Boston's in a good position coming off the Eastern Conference Finals to beat St. Louis and win the Stanley Cup.
Vegas Runner, thebigmoves.com, @Greek_gambler here on Sports Talk. Joins us each and every week during the football season. Thanks for the time you're giving us today. VR, LSU over and under win totals, 9. I'm looking at the schedule. Deuce and I were going through it a little bit. And through 7 weeks, we had them at 6-1, beating Florida at home, even beat Mississippi State in Starkville. How good would you feel about putting taking the over on LSU?
I wouldn't bet under. I mean, listen, they won 9 games last year. The thing is, they got to beat that. They got to get the 10 for you to cash that ticket. Again, I can see the early part of the schedule, but it gets a little more difficult. I wouldn't bet the under, again, but I haven't taken any position on that over, and I haven't seen any sharp money come in on that over. But where I do think there's some value on LSU, if you think they're going to win 10 games or, you know, if that over is going to cash, is in the future. I mean, you're getting 25-1 on them to win the national championship. And again, with 4 teams making the playoffs, they may not have to do that for you to make some money. If you look with Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma, even Michigan being well above them, I think you're getting a lot of value on a team like LSU. I've seen them as high as 50-1 at a sports book to win the national championship. And to me, that is absolutely ridiculous when you're talking about arguably, just on paper, the third best team in the SEC. And you don't know how the season's going to go, how injuries are going to play out for the teams that are above them. So again, it's a long season in college football. We know Alabama's the best. We know, you know, Georgia's number two probably there. And I think LSU, power rating-wise, is the third best team. And it's giving me 25-1 or better. I'd look there, too.
When you look at the NBA playoffs, is it a runaway favorite with Golden State? I mean, this other series in the East, Milwaukee Bucks and Toronto, they're tied 2-2. You know, is it a runaway favorite with Golden State?
Personally, that I had Golden State for that series. I didn't, because they were -500 and where I am for the year, I didn't feel comfortable giving that to, like, guys that piggyback my stuff. But I obviously, Golden State should have been a much even bigger favorite to get past Portland, and they did so. But now you look on the East, Milwaukee, it looks like they're going to advance. I've had a really good playoff season, but I had Toronto. I bet Toronto in this series, and even though they tied it up, I had them in game three and in game four, and they covered both those spreads. But to be honest with you, I don't know if they're going to be able to win this series. Historically, the home team has such an advantage when they win the first two games. I mean, 8 out of 10 times they advance to the next round. Historically, it's very hard for Toronto to buck that trend, and Milwaukee's a pretty good team, but Toronto does have the experience on them. But regardless of which of the Eastern teams advanced, Golden State's going to be a prohibited favorite, and they should be. And I don't think you should really look to bet against them as far as the series goes. You'll probably find some value betting against them in a game-by-game situation, especially when they're playing at home. I think you'll see some inflated prices, but I wouldn't fade that team. You're not going to get rich doing it. Again, they are such a heavy favorite prior to the season even starting, and they've proven it's been well-deserved over the last couple seasons, and they're in the NBA Finals once again. So, again, you ain't getting rich going against them as far as winning series goes. You could make some money against the spread, though.
VR, in about 90 seconds, I know prior to the NBA draft lottery, I think the Pelicans were some insane, I think 100-1 shot to win the NBA Finals, and they win, and that comes with Zion Williamson potentially, and they go down to 25-1 odds. Have you seen a player like that? That shows you how much the odds makers respect the talent of Zion Williamson.
Let me tell you this real quick. They were as high as 300-1. Before those ping pong balls went up in the air, brother. And going from 300-1 to 25-1 is the most significant move I can remember, just based on the fact Zion's going number one. Obviously, he's a -2500 favorite. You have to put 2500 to win 100. That's how big of a favorite that he goes number one. So obviously, him alone change those odds? I don't know. I think they expect a couple more pieces, possibly. But again, that's such a significant move. You'll never see that in the NFL over a draft pick, let alone draft position.
Vegas runner of thebigmoves.com, pro better and handicapper at Greek_gambler. VR, thanks for the time, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.